time, road boy. 96 and better, legendary.
Just got some email. Somebody selling 12 CDs for a dollar.
Make me wanna holler.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the Sunday, April 9th, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And due to having no internet stream last week, April 2nd, we had to postpone. This was originally the April 2nd, 2017 show, postponed until today, April 9th. In the interim, we posted a conversation my son and I had on April 4th, and I hope you got a chance to listen to it. I posted it to both the audio page that host the audio for these shows as well as the Rainbow Children page, because we were discussing Prince and what we need to do to begin moving forward on creating the alternative. So please check it out, a conversation between Pamela, me, and my son, Tandiwe. Quote from Pierre-Joseph Proudhon: "The most advanced among us are those who wish the greatest possible number of sovereigns. Their most ardent wish is for the royalty of the National Guard. Soon, undoubtedly, someone jealous of the citizen militia will say, 'Everybody is king.' But when he has spoken, I will say, in my turn, 'Nobody is king. We are, whether we will or no, associated. Every question of domestic politics must be decided by departmental statistics. Every question of foreign politics is an affair of international statistics. The science of government rightly belongs to one of the sections of the Academy of Sciences, whose permanent secretary is necessarily prime minister. And since every citizen may address a memoir to the Academy, every citizen is a legislator. But as the opinion of no one is of any value until its truth has been proven, no one can substitute his will for reason. Nobody is king." And that's from our reading of Proudhon later on. Sisters and brothers, this is where our thinking has been tending to. This is what is meant by our saying that the foundational premise of our future vision and our transition to it is that the individual must be the basic unit of political organization. And I don't think the work to get there should feel daunting, despite the fact that it's the premise for the opposite of class, and so seems utterly foreign to us. Let's take heart from Proudhon, who wrote with assurance, seeing this as our future, before there even was a Nikola. Nikola's work, Nikola Tesla, Nikola's work is far from done. We need him, not only to provide the infrastructure of our future, but to end the reign of rule by outing how it suppressed him. Our freedom will be established on the contributions of Nikola and his fellow tribesmen and women, whose inventions provide the physical infrastructure that supports our basic premise, individual self-sufficiency. You can imagine this infrastructure better than I can. Your knowledge of the technology surpasses mine by far. But there are common denominators which should be easy to agree upon, as they stem from basic physical and social needs and cultural needs, the need to preserve the life, freedom, and spiritual health of all, to ensure all participate in the reproduction of social life, in providing shelter, food, sociability, sharing, intellectual development. As these are freely given by the earth, and the earth that is us, there is no need for quantification for exchange of equivalencies, only for determining need or bounty, deficits reflecting need and surpluses available for sharing and developing a store of reserves. The infrastructure of the internet, social media, and instantaneous communication, i.e., for our working together globally, means, as both Kropotkin pointed out, looking at a far more slender infrastructure base, and of course Nikola himself, vast advantages in energy efficiency and elimination of suffering caused by distance and the imposition by power of the coercion and the manufactured scarcity required to maintain the seeming need for class. As Nikola and others has shown us, human energy unforced and human knowledge open and unfettered is infinitely expandable to meet to excess aggregate global need. As to decision making, when Proudhon tells us, as he will in our reading, that it will be based on science, not opinion, he is assuming, as we are here, that the rule of truth has been solidly established. Duplicity is completely counterproductive, focused on objectives that do not exist in freedom. The technology exists for the entire globe to participate on an equal basis. And as we own our own lives, and therefore our time, we can give to questions what they require for truth to be proven, as Proudhon says. When we look within, we see that we are big. This is the moment for no longer denying it, for recognizing that this is our world, our lives, and it's time to claim them.